Welcome to Gab Bags Podcast with your host, Geraldine, where we have different topics, local talent, comedians, and my favorite neo-soul music. Now get ready to enjoy the show. Hey, 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 how are we doing today? We have Stacy.
Hello.
Good morning.
We're so glad that you guys can be here today. So let's get right into it because we don't have a lot of time on this podcast. We're going to talk about forgiveness, ex-relationships, friendships, family members. How are we dealing with forgiveness? And to me, I look at society today and a lot of people are not forgiving. They'd rather not speak to that family member or that best friend that they've been best friends for 20, 30 years.
Right.
Because they just cannot forgive. And it's not like it depends on what you're forgiving them for. I think that's what the biggest thing is. What do you say, Elaine? You got some ideas?
I do. Let's just put it this way. If you forgive, God forgives you. And having hatred in your heart causes sickness in your body, causes things not to go well in your life. So forgiving is the most important thing you got to do. You may not want to forgive, but I know one thing I always say is I'm going to forgive you, but I ain't going to forget.
Right.
So you ain't going to do me wrong.
So
again,
can you name one thing, Rafaela, that you just would not forgive for?
I haven't forgiven for a lot of things. As far as I'm concerned, you can burn in hell. I don't care.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we have somebody else in the building.
Ow!
Okay, so this topic is real sensitive. We're going to say it's real sensitive. What about you, Stacy? Is there anything that somebody can just ultimately do to you that you just will not forgive?
It may take time, but ultimately, I think we all have to forgive.
Not ultimately we have to forgive. I mean, is there something that somebody does to you that you would not forgive? Like, for an example, I would not forgive somebody. It would be hard for me that takes my child away from me. That to me is something hard for me to forgive because I wouldn't be able to get past the emotional hurt or the physical damage to my heart emotionally. So, but it is like I'm going to piggyback off what you were saying, Elaine, about sickness. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are getting sick, even to catching cancer. Mm-hmm. But some of these people, and a lot of people, this is just my own personal belief. I'm not saying that anybody has to believe what I'm saying. But sometimes you can do something so bad to somebody that you get cancer or something that you can't cure, HIV, or something bad happens to you because you did something so bad to somebody else. Or it's just eating at you because you're such a wicked person. Well, what do you think, Stacy?
So I don't think it's something that we do bad to someone else, but if we don't forgive the bad that has been done to us, then we start to see those things happening in our lives. Like maybe we'll financially struggle or we'll be sick or we can't lose weight or it doesn't have to be big things like cancer. It could be small things too.
Right.
Not getting promoted at work. I mean, it's a whole aspect of things, not just the big, you know, cancer or whatever.
Okay, what about you, Rafaela? I mean, is there something?
Well, you know there's something.
No, I'm just saying, is there something that you would forgive for?
No,
I gotta flip that with her.
Absolutely not.
You are a hot man.
Let me tell you something, like what you said.
I'm going to take a sip to that.
I won't have hate in my heart.
Right.
I just don't think of you. You're not in my heart. You're not in my mind. You're not, you no longer exist.
Right.
And I don't forgive you. Okay. I just stop thinking about you.
Okay.
That's how I roll.
With that, we're going to play a song. And unlike everybody else, I don't know about anybody else, but I like Neo so. So we're just going to listen to a little music, and then we're going to come back with a different topic.
Seems like just the other day that we hooked up. I was driving, you was walking, and I swooped you up. From that moment on, I knew you were the one. I was single, you was lonely, and we fell in love. We would sit and talk for hours about anything. Baby, you hang up, no, you hang up, on three hang up. I bought you with my picture, and I gave you everything. Always be my baby, then you bow. How you gonna up and leave me now? How you gonna act like that? How you gonna change it up? We just finished making up. How you gonna act like that? How you gonna act like we don't be making love? You know we be tearing it up, breaking stuff and get a love. How you gonna trip? Can you forget? How you gonna act like that? Girl, I never thought that loving you would hurt. I did everything a good man would to make it work. Girl, you should've told me you had second thoughts. Like before I put the town on the house we bought. Now I'm thinking you and me was a mistake. But then it hits me and I'm missing all the girl, I know that we've been going through some things, yeah. But the sun is somewhere shining even when it rains. Oh. I'll be the one who can't get you. I'll be the one that misses you. I'll be the one to eat your pain. I'll be the one you won't forget. You'll be the one I can't forget. You'll be the one that's ever said.
We are back. Now, how are you going to act like that? I like that song. I wonder, has anybody made any babies off that song?
I'm sure a few. Mm-hmm.
Before they get arguing. Now, look, before we move on, I just got to ask Rafaela, because you don't forgive. So, what is your method of healing and getting over?
Unfortunately, I will deal with a lot from that person over and over and over again. And then one day when I don't want to deal with it anymore,
yes,
I just release them into the atmosphere. I just let you go. Get out my life. Get the fuck on.
Block.
Just everything. Because I get to a point and I know I don't forgive you, but you're just not going to. Goodbye.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Move on.
Well, I like that.
I believe your karma will swoop you up and handle you, because you handled me all wrong.
Well, I would have to give that speech. To each his own. Whatever works for you, that's what you do. Amen. Okay, so the next topic we're going to talk about is love. Unconditional love. Just love, period. And we want to talk about, because I want to build Rafaela. I want to know about her love. How do you know? How do you even know when you're in love?
Because I stop breathing for a second. I'll just stand there and like.
That's deep.
That's good.
Just meeting somebody?
You know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Absolutely.
What about you, Elaine? That was deep. I don't even think I could top that.
I'm with you.
If she passed the hell out on the street, then okay, I know something.
I'm just going to swoop
she
up.
She done fell in love with somebody.
Get the walk in.
How do you know, Elaine?
I don't know. It's been so long as I've been in love. But remember that last show, you know, shout out. But anyways, I think, I don't know, this, it's like a touch, a feel you get as soon as you meet them. You'd be like, just their spirit and your spirit just like come together, and you just know, you just like, oh my God, you know, and it's mutual, you know, it's like a, whew.
How do you know when it's mutual?
You just know that.
Cause you know, I've been with some men that I was in love with, but they actually didn't love
me. But I'll tell you this, and then I'll let someone else talk. You know when you think about them and they call you. Or you call them and they say, dang, I was just thinking about you.
Oh,
then
wow.
You know that your spirits are connecting. And you're moving forward in the right direction. Now, right. Mind you, I ain't had that time. But, you know. If that ever happens ever again, you know, you will know. You will know.
I want the, well, I said this on the last show, that love that's no matter what.
Yeah.
I don't care what we do, what happens.
Well, there's a few things I might hurt you.
Well, but yeah. I might get mad and I might get hurt.
Yeah.
But I want to be with somebody no matter what. When I say better or for worse,
right.
I mean, if the worst is cheating and you cheated, as long as you're not in love with that person and want to leave me for that person, if you want to work it out, this is just me. Mm-hmm. I want that old school love, right. Mm-hmm. Where parents were together or grandparents were together for 60 something years,
right.
And they had to do some forgiving,
right.
And they'll tell you, we were hurt,
right.
But we got through it,
right.
There's to me, there's not enough couples today,
correct,
who are willing to go through it,
right,
to be on the other side of the no matter what, and so you could tell the story of right. your love. But
yeah, that's 67 plus years of marriage,
right?
You don't get that anymore.
No, I don't see that a lot.
But it's too easy for them to walk away. We make it too easy for
exactly.
people to walk away from relationships.
Correct.
That's why we don't have that anymore.
And I think we don't have it anymore because women weren't independent back then.
Mm-hmm.
They depended on a man.
Mm-hmm.
So
they tolerated a lot.
They tolerated
more.
A lot because that was the mm-hmm. culture. You stick with them no matter what.
Exactly.
And so I think with time, women started becoming independent and
correct.
They don't need to stay home because he was correct. The only breadwinner.
Right.
So I think it's easier to walk away because we as women can.
And too, I think.
Pay our own way.
Some women want to know their value. And if they're not being valued, they're willing to go find somebody who knows their value. Which that's not bad. To me, but
no, it's not bad.
But it's like I was saying, there's
but
it's,
you know.
It's no unconditional love these days. There's a condition. There's a reason in somebody's heart and mind why they would leave you.
I think the unconditional love comes with our children, our mm-hmm. grandchildren, our mm-hmm. family. Mm-hmm. You know, that's love that nobody will ever be able to take away from you, no matter what they do.
Right. They
your
they won't stop
do.
Loving me, right?
You will
but
not stop
I'm talking
loving
about
them either.
When it comes to relationships.
Yeah, that's hard.
I've seen a couple. They're together, been together for 54 years, and there was infidelity. There mm-hmm. were they were pastors and first ladies mm-hmm. of a church,
mm-hmm.
But they found that love again. Mm-hmm. I remember I went to this program. And it was called The Mask. And this first lady of a church, her husband was cheating. He was already out there in an affair with another woman. And she knew about it. But she had this mask. She was cold-hearted towards him in ice because she knew what he was doing. Mm-hmm. But a minister or a prophet came in town and was saying how they need to refine that love. And that he, well, of course, the person told that man that he was wrong and that he knew what he was doing because God told him what he was doing. But he had fallen so out of his in love with his wife, but he was willing to be right with God. So he wanted to rekindle that. And I think she said it took maybe 8 or 9 years, but they finally found each other again, started dating each other again and, you know, trying to rekindle that which they had.
That's because they were always in love with each other.
Right.
Because a lot of throughout the years, a lot of times people fall out of love. In order to make it work, you both still have to love each other.
Correct.
Or and, want each other. Or,
and want each other. You can't have just one. Because I was married. I call him my husband. We was married. He loved me. I didn't even like him. It would never work. And it was, everybody was telling me you should go to counseling. There is no amount of counseling that's going to make me love this man. I don't love him. He loves me. I don't love him. Mm-hmm. I can't, I, it's just not gonna, it's not gonna work.
I agree.
Both have to love each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In order for anything to ever work. And if one person has already checked out, there's no, usually there's no coming back from that.
Right.
And I'm not saying checked out as in had an affair. I mean, mentally checked out from you.
Right.
It's a wrap.
Yeah. That's pretty done.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm talking about, what the type of love that I want. I don't want somebody to just check out. I want them, maybe they start getting a distancey, but want to make it work. They want to make things happen. They want to communicate and let you know, hey, for some reason, I'm starting to stray. I'm starting to feel like I want to stray, but I don't want to. So I want us to talk about that thing. I want us to take a trip. I want us to, you know, do something. That,
well, maybe it's not even a talk about or take a trip. You just need to maybe give that person some time. Because I know it, I would still be married if my ex would have just given me some time.
To recover.
Because he pissed me off.
Right.
And I just needed time. And by the time we decided that, you know, yeah, I miss you, you miss me, because we've always been in love. I still think that he still loves me. I hope she never hear this.
Yeah.
But, you know, because I know that because our community, you know, that thing I was telling you about, oh, you know, I know you're thinking about me. Because normally, seriously, everybody can speak to this. If you start thinking about somebody, I guarantee you they're thinking about you.
Oh, okay, and that vibe,
that vibe, connection, that bond, that wave,
yeah,
that energy.
Because sometimes I have dreams about my ex out of the blue.
So, you know, you just gotta.
And I'm wondering, I don't think that person's thinking anything about me, but
you never
I just want to know why I'm having that dream.
You never
because
know.
It messes me up for the rest of the day. As soon as I wake up.
You never know.
I don't mean mess me up like I'm so heartbroken again. I'm just messed up because I'm like, I'm not thinking about that person for it. That person ain't thinking nothing about me.
But you never know.
But you never know, too, how much space you got to give somebody because you give them enough space and they marry somebody else.
That's because they never loved you.
That's true.
Or they stopped
lonely.
Loving you.
I would say a lonely would be in there.
Right, but if they loved them, like she said, you'd find some kind of way to try to make it work.
Yeah.
Try to talk to that person. A,
but if that person's checked
try
out.
Try counseling.
What do you think, baby? Don't you think it's a lot
what do you think,
of loneliness,
Stacey?
I have so many thoughts. So, one, people don't want to put in the work to stay together.
True that.
It's easy for them to just walk away. They don't want to put in the work to forgive you or give you time. Or, and then the other thing I think ultimately all of us want, the unconditional love that Jesus gives us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He gives us unconditional love every day, no matter what we do. Mm-hmm. And for me, I can say that's the kind of love I'm looking for.
Right.
And that's the kind of love I want to be able to give my partner as well.
Right.
So, but that it's hard to do. You know, it's not easy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to figure out. That's why I'm by myself. You know, I'm trying to figure out with Raphaella. How is she going to give somebody unconditional love?
She can do it.
When she doesn't want to even forgive.
She can do it.
Well, see, my thing is, and I have come to terms with this, and I am okay with it, that I'm probably going to be single for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm not sad about it one little bit, because the type of love I want is in my head, and I honestly don't think it exists. I want that can't breathe, feel drunk every time I'm around you type of love. Can't stand not being with me, has to touch me, up underneath me, want to kiss me type of love. Both ways. And I just don't think that exists for me. And it's okay. I'm not sad about
don't
it.
Don't say so that. Wait,
so but it's okay. I'm okay.
You just throw that out in the atmosphere.
Well, I've thrown it out in the atmosphere, but if say it doesn't I come back. That.
Well, I'm saying if it doesn't exist for you,
right,
that
now.
You feel that it exists, my question is, do you think it exists at all?
Yes.
Yes, for in other the people. World. Absolutely, because yes. I've seen it.
It does.
It does. I don't think it's in the cards for everybody.
It is.
But it's okay if it's not.
Ask for it.
I have asked.
Receive it.
I'm just trying to see if it even exists.
It does, it does exist.
Because I've seen it.
In this day and age.
It does exist.
I've seen it. Those people that have been married, or people who aren't even married, who've been together for years and years and years, it's because they have the same passion for each other.
Yes. Friends.
It's just, I haven't met that person. And again, if I don't, I'm okay. I'm not, oh, God, shoot me.
I'm going to pray for you.
You know, I'll be all right. I'm going to be all right. Mm.
You get it.
I'm not going to pray about that. I'm going to say, I'm just going to put it out in the atmosphere. Give her her deep, non-breathing
love. I am going to pray that she gets whatever the desires of your heart.
I'm just
going to
throw it out in the air.
Because God will give you the desires of your heart. And that's what I'm saying.
All right. We're going to listen to one more song.
Let's hear it.
And, we're just going to listen to one more song. I'm still marinating on your thoughts.
Oh, God.
Your stuff is deep.
Geraldine told me yesterday. Oh, that's
in my life, baby. When you left, I lost the
right, we are back. What's up with that Mariah Carey? We belong together.
Nick Cannon.
I know that's right.
Everybody's had enough babies by him. But you know what? I'll be the next person to have a baby by Nick Cannon.
I'll try to get an egg from somebody.
Somebody. And a uterus.
Yeah, I don't have a
cervix.
Hit it. Go ahead on.
Is everybody all at right. the table out of
take
a uterus?
It out.
Yes.
You
then
still
take
got yours?
It out again.
Oh, Stacy still has her
you
uterus.
Bless, sister. You be the first donor.
Stacey, you got to have a Nick Cannon baby.
No babies for me.
I'm no done. Babies? Yeah. You're done? Okay. Well, I'm not going to make you. But for a nice check, I might be your friend.
No. Money can't buy everything.
I just want to thank you guys for coming out to this podcast today. Stacey, Elaine, the normal, the usual. And Rafaela, I appreciate you guys being here today and being on my podcast. And you guys gave some really good words of wisdom for forgiveness and love.
Yes, love.
I still want to know about Rafaela.
She gonna love.
We gonna find hers.
Peace, love, and soul.
I think Rafaela loves, and I know she forgives. Hard. She just does it in her own way.
She loves
she
hard.
Might not think she forgives. she's right. Her releasing it into the...
Listen, she's right. I love hard. Yeah. I really, really do. But I just, fuck you. I do not forgive. I just don't. Yeah. I'll allow God to forgive you. And I'm okay with that.
Enough said. I'm trying to tell you. Well, like I said, thank you, ladies, for coming out. And we shall end the show off that. Thank you for listening to Gab Bags Production. This podcast supports local artists, singers, songwriters, poets, rappers, comedians, and more. To be a part of this podcast, please email me at gbowers40@outlook.com or call 253-260-9479. Would love for you to join my team.